AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Outside a New York courtroom this morning, former President Trump attacked everyone not on his team.
These are political operatives that I'm going to be dealing with right now. You have a racist attorney general.
Our Julie Walker reports inside the courtroom, things got off to a contentious start.
A calm and collected Donald Trump took the witness stand and gave very long-winded answers, prompting the judge to demand Trump's lawyer to control your client, with the judge also saying, this is not a political rally, this is a courtroom. But that did not stop the former president's protracted and at times non-responsive answers. Meanwhile, Trump also testified about the size of his apartment, saying it's possible we made a mistake by including the elevator shafts and other non-apartment space like the roof. The actual size is almost 11,000 square feet, not 30,000. In New York State Supreme Court, I'm Julie Walker.
Later,
he rambled. He hurled insults.
New York Attorney General Letitia James.
At the end of the day, the documentary evidence demonstrated that, in fact, he falsely inflated his assets to basically enrich himself and his family.
Intense airstrikes have been pounding northern Gaza overnight. Israeli troops have split the territory in two, aiming to isolate Hamas militants ahead of an expected push into the dense confines of Gaza City in an already bloody war. The AP's Joe Fetterman in Jerusalem.
Over 10,000 dead on the Palestinian side, by far the highest number we've ever seen in any round of fighting between Israel and the Palestinians.
On the humanitarian situation,
Israel has been working with Egypt to allow some humanitarian supplies in, and we see that flow increasing over the past few days. But rescue workers, hospital officials say there is nowhere near enough, so that situation remains precarious.
This is AP News. A good year for Starbucks is going to mean pay raises for most baristas, but not all. Ed Donahue explains.
Starbucks ended its fiscal year with record sales. Starting the first of next year, employees at both union and non-union stores who have worked 4 years or less will get raises of 3 to 4% depending on years of service. 5 years or more experience could get a 5% raise. But the company said unionized workers won't be eligible for some of those perks. At least 366 Starbucks stores voted to unionize since 2021, but no agreement has been reached with any of them. The union says withholding benefits from unionized stores is against the law. Starbucks also announced a new North American Barista Championship, open to employees, but not at unionized stores, because it involves prize money and travel. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thank you, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.